The U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and the Biden administration are pushing for something that could hurt Barbados. It is a global minimum corporate tax rate.
The Biden administration says it is time for countries to stop fighting over who can offer businesses the smallest tax bill. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen proposed today a global minimum tax rate for corporations. It's designed to reverse a decades-long pattern in which countries undercut one another by steadily decreasing their corporate tax rates.
It's important to work with other countries to end the pressures of tax competition and corporate tax base erosion. We're working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom.
Well, this proposal comes as the administration is counting on higher corporate taxes to bankroll its $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan.
Scott Horsley of National Public Radio expands on the link between this idea and the further development of America's infrastructure.
It wants to invest trillions of dollars in better highways and faster internet and cleaner water pipes and a smarter electric grid. And it's planning to send the bill for all those investments to corporations in the form of higher taxes on corporate profits. Some U.S. businesses are saying, wait a minute, we like the idea of all that infrastructure spending, but if corporations have to pay for it, then U.S. companies are going to be less competitive than their rival elsewhere that aren't saddled with those costs. Mm. They say it could even drive companies out of the U.S. into lower tax havens overseas. So the administration hopes to fight that by negotiating a minimum corporate tax that every country would assess. Here's how Secretary Yellen described it in a speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
It's about making sure that governments have stable tax systems that raise sufficient revenue to invest in essential public goods and respond to crises, and that all citizens fairly share the burden of financing government.
This is an interesting argument about what makes businesses competitive. For years, Republicans have argued that low taxes put more money in the hands of businesses, which they can invest to become more productive. But the administration's saying, you know, government investment in things like the interstate highway system or R&D that gave rise to the internet is also an important part of creating a competitive landscape. And they argue the government needs resources to make those kinds of investments, and if tax rates are too low, it can be counterproductive. It's far from certain that every country would go along. You know, in the aggregate, a deal like this might be good for government coffers, but countries like Ireland have had a lot of success using low taxes as a magnet to lure big companies to their shores.
Janet Yellen used this speech, which in some ways is seen as setting the tone ahead of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings, and she used it as an opportunity to call for a global minimum tax rate for corporations. This matters because at the moment countries have been talking about trying to do something for a while, but efforts so far through the OECD have failed to materialise. And the goal is to try and stop companies relocating offshore to places where they can pay lower tax rates. In part, it's also reversing what we've seen under the Trump era, which is that America's corporate tax rate was lowered from 35% to 21%. The Biden administration would like to raise it to 28%. So it's this idea of rather than a race to the bottom, she is calling for trying to set a global minimum rate with the US effectively taking the lead.
And you may recall that in 2019, Barbados lowered its corporate tax rate to counter persistent blacklisting by the OECD. One of the advisors to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, says both the US and the Europeans are thinking about a rate of 10%.
If there is a global minimum of 10%, it would mean that companies operating here paying 1 to 5.5%, that's fine. But when they have any presence abroad, they'd be required to make up the difference between our rates, our lower rates, and this global minimum. And they'll have to pay that difference to a foreign tax authority. And the problem with this idea is that it works for big companies, big countries, I should say, to remove competition in tax rates, because they have many other ways of competing that we small countries don't. An illustration of that is that there's been no single new car assembly plant built anywhere in the world over the past 20 years without massive grants from the government trying to attract them. That's why Mercedes-Benz is building cars in Alabama, and why Nissan builds cars in Sunderland in the UK. They weren't attracted there by low tax rates. They were attracted there by huge grants that we could never afford.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.